All righty. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Bible says, therefore, everybody say, therefore. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us, amen, hallelujah. Let me buy you lunch today, young man. Hallelujah. All right, if you're breathing air in here, I will buy you lunch. All righty, hallelujah. But I'll buy extra special lunch for Aaron. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Lord, help us to run with reckless abandon the race, the road that you have marked out for us, Lord, that you guide us, direct us, Lord. Help us draw near to you, Lord, that we should be transformed in our very existence. We'll give you praise in Jesus' name. And everyone said?
Amen.
Everyone said?
Amen,
amen, amen. Amen. I talking about road to righteousness, that fabulous machine. I remember I was 8 years old. And we were going to the Daniels house, DeLu and Diet Daniels, little girls. They were the daughters of my dad's friends. The Daniels have been his friends forever. And I'm 8 years old, and we're going over there to DeLu and Diet's house. Great. There are a bunch of dolls and stuff. But I get there, and oh, is the massive motorcycle Honda 50. And go in their backyard, and they got this corral. You know, they're kind of cow people over there in the desert. And I get on that thing, and there's like a post on one end of the corral and another post on the other. And it's like, go. And so I go up, and I never figured out how to shift that thing. But I tell you what, I became a pro. And I'd be like, get to the end, turn around, and I get, you know, good, kind of lean into it, you know, and then kind of come out of that turn and goose it, and maybe get a little dirt. Whoa, I was so good. But I wasn't making any progress. I was just going around in circles. You know what I mean? We are in a series called The Road to Righteousness. And the Lord wants you, the Lord wants me, the Lord wants us to be making some progress. Can I get a witness on that? We have studied the first 11 chapters of the book of Romans. And in those 11 chapters, the Apostle Paul has shown us how a sinful man can enter into right relationship with a holy God. I hope you have been paying attention, because in that, Paul has shown us how to make the transition. That if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Can I get a witness on that? And when you do that, God sets you on the road to righteousness. And he gives you opportunity to draw closer to him in your life with the choices you make and the things that you do. Amen? Paul is going to spend the rest of our time and the rest of his time in the book of Romans giving us a road map. He shows us where we need to go. He shows us the things that we need to include on that road, and he shows us the things that we need to get rid of. Amen? Has he shown you that? See, God's desire is that each of us would make progress. He wants each of us looking more and more like Jesus. Amen? God's will, God's desire for you, God's plan for your life is that you would make impact for him. So we're going to spend our time today looking at the roadmap, and we will be spending our time in Romans chapter 12. And one thing I'm just going to let you know, as we look at Romans 12, that God wants you to head in an entirely new direction. Hallelujah. Tommy, lunch on me. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, everybody say mercy. In view of God's mercy, that's what we've been learning about for the last 11 chapters in Romans. God's mercy, how you can line up on Him. Mercy. To offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. God starts us off and puts us on a road that points towards Him. He is looking for movement, living in the will of God, living in the plan of God. Is that what you're shooting for? Is that what you want in your life? Because it is an entirely new direction. It will require you paying attention to this book. It will require you paying attention to the Holy Spirit. It will require you paying attention to me this morning. So what if you got your phone out? I hope it's Romans chapter 12. Amen? Paul says you got to be transformed in your mind. Be transformed in your actions, in your activities. He says, the further and further that you get away from the clutter of the world, the better you're going to be able to understand God, His good, pleasing, and perfect will for you. God, in His mercy, calls us away from lives of sin. Did He do that for you? He did that for me. Puts us on this road that leads to Him, and it, I found in my life, was an entirely new direction. World is all about me, my goals, my stuff, my rewards, my riches. God's road, God's plan, God's life is all about sacrifice. God's plan is all about surrender. And so as you go down God's road to righteousness and you see some of the markers along the way, sacrifice and surrender is on that road. My question for you this morning is, are you on that road? Is this the road that you are on? Can you look back in your past and say, oh, sacrifice, there it is. Surrender, there it is. Or are those foreign words to you? Because you could be on a different road, amen? Jesus leads the way. He says, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves. You know, self-denial does not get a whole lot of play in our culture. Unless, of course, you're on a diet, and you're on a diet because you had too much self-indulgence in the past. Can I get a witness on that? You know what I'm talking about? Self-denial. Deny yourself and take up your cross daily to follow me. The further you get down that road to righteousness, the more you're going to understand God's will for you, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. And I'll let you know this morning, God's will is for you to make impact for Him. Amen? All right, continuing on. Verses 3 to 5. For the grace given me, Paul talking, I say to each one of you, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought. Is that Pastor Carlos?
Yes, it is.
Lunch, brother. Right there, brother. But rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these many members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. God gifts us. Everybody say us. God gifts us to serve. And Paul says, don't let it go to your head. Don't think more of yourself than you should. See, you are transformed. You are put on the road to righteousness because of the mercy, kindness, and grace of God. Paul talks about it, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. It is by grace It is by God's kindness. It is by his choice that you have been saved through faith. You got to believe, but that faith is not from you. That faith is the gift of God. So he calls you out of darkness, and through his mercy, he gives you the grace. He gives you the faith to respond to him. It's not like you're doing God a favor. God's up there going, oh, I'm glad Wendy's here. I'm glad George is here. He's going, I wish somebody would get rid of that phone right now. That's for sure. I know they're saying that. But it's not like he's up there going, man, I'm so glad we got that one. No, man. Now, God picks you. He calls you out of a life of sin, and it feels good. It's so nice. And he supernaturally empowers you to make an impact. And when he gifts you, that's that gift. We're going to talk about gifts in a second. He makes that spiritual gift, and it syncs right up and links up with your natural talents. I mean, he's not dumb, you know. So your natural bents, he spiritually gifts you on top of that. And you can just think, I am so good. Man, I am just such a blessing to the kingdom of God. They're so lucky to have me. Well, I don't want to shatter anybody's image, but everyone is fearfully and wonderfully made. Can I get a witness on that? And so, hey, let's not get away from ourselves and what we need to be thinking. The greater the gift, the greater the call, and the greater the obligation. God's will, desire, plan is for you to have impact for him. Amen? Friday, there was a guy came in to, we're feeding the kids and we're giving away groceries to moms, you know. And he walks in and he's got that what can I get look on his face. Yeah, some of you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you know, it's like, guy. I mean, he's been around there, but he's even been to services here. And it's like, guy, this is for families with kids. And he's like, oh. You know, and he's just looking for what he can get, looking for what he can take, just scraping by. You know what I mean? Just he's a scraper. And I tell him, I said, and I don't use his name, but I used his name. I said, why don't you get connected with Christ in your life? You will have, I go, you're trying to take the stuff we're trying to give away. It doesn't make any sense. If you would get connected with Christ, you would have so much resource that you could be a supply and a blessing to the people around you. And I kid you not. He says, do you guys give away glasses? It's an entirely new direction. Amen? All right, let's keep on going. Thanks for the trip. Talk about gifts, spiritual gifts here. It says, we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it's serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it's giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. And if it is to show mercy, then do it cheerfully. These are God's gift for the church, for the church body. This list we read here is in addition to the list of gifts in 1 Corinthians 12, Ephesians 4, and 1 Peter 4. He gifts you to make an impact for him in your life. Amen? We're going to take a look at the first three: prophesying, serving, and teaching. Prophesying and teaching are very similar. They have to do with conveying knowledge about God. The prophesying is a little bit more mystical or spiritual in origin. There is this dynamic connection with God that is going on. Girls, I got a dynamic connection with God going on. I need you to connect with me up here. The teaching part is the truth, the facts. Here we go. And so they're both conveying the things of God, right? But the preaching is kind of a combo of the two with the spiritual component. Does that make sense? Does that help? Serving has to do with meeting the needs of the body. Mike does a lot of serving. There are people that fixes stuff, fixes things, help people out. Amen? All right, move to the next four. We talk about encouragement. Exhortation. It's kind of like, talk about the road to righteousness. Sometimes people are moving a little bit slow. Can I get a witness on that? And you come alongside, let's go, let's move it. And it is not always the most pleasant experience. Perhaps you've had coffee with me at Starbucks. It can be long. And people go, oh, no, not Starbucks. Yeah, it's just a little exhortation, a little encouragement. My gift for you. Yes, amen. Giving. This is a one-on-one. It's a gift, right? Cool thing about giving, God gives you supply. Hallelujah. I was like, well, I got all this money. I got to give some away. Can I get a witness? But it's a one-on-one kind of, here you go. Let me help you out, right? Do it generously. And then leading, diligent leading. See, there's some leaders that they kind of get in front of everybody and they just go, oh, been so hard getting here, time to take a little bit of a rest. You guys can all serve me. And Paul says, no, no, no. Be diligent. Be busy. Be working. And the last thing, this mercy, it talks about, that is talking about the needy and the sick. If you're going to show up to the needy and the sick, bring a little cheer with you. Like, how you feeling, Martha? No, come on, let's have a little joy, right? Bring a little cheer when you come. Because I tell you what, you got that gift, it can wear you down. Amen? You got needs everywhere. Oh. You roll in your gift. And you will make an impact for the Lord. Amen? All right. Verses 9 through 12. 9 through 12. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope. Patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Everybody looking at that blank up there? Being a blessing can be a challenge. Not one amen on that? Paul moved from gifts to love. And not just any kind of love, but real deal love. Agape love, sacrificial love. Love that costs you something. He says, this kind of love moves in purity and moves away from impurity. Some things you're going to drop off for the trip. Amen? You're going to move down that road to righteousness. You're going to have to lay off some of the sin. And as you break off from sin, you're going to replace it with that which is good and holy and righteous. It's an entirely new direction. Paul says, in addition to this, throw in some brotherly love, some Philadelphia, some sideways love, where you can esteem those people around you. In fact, Bible tells us that we should lift up and elevate the needs of other people above our own. That's a challenge. Can I get a witness on that? Philadelphia, brotherly love. And he says, don't just do it. Be fired up about doing it. Go after this. Oh, there's a need right there. There's going to be persecution, distress, and affliction. Keep on keeping on. And as you keep on, keep a focus on prayer. Prayer will keep you in the will of God. And the will of God is that you will make an impact for Him. Amen. One Roman, come on up here.
See, that's why you don't want to be late to church. Because that's what I was walking over there. I said, Juan, I'm going to pull you up here. He said, what for? And I just walked away.
How long have you been coming to this church, Juan?
6, 7 years.
6 or 7 years. How old are you?
20.
So since he was 13. God has impressed upon your heart that you want to have an impact on young people in this neighborhood?
Yeah.
Yeah. He wants to work with young people. Amen? To do that, you signed up for TUMI, right? Urban Ministry Institute downstairs on Thursdays. You've gone to 2 classes? What are you studying? What's the name of the class, guys?
Christology.
Learning about our Lord Jesus Christ and what it takes to be like him. It is a big call. It's going to take effort. Amen? You want to work at it? Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Juan. Ann Simpson and Tommy Banks were here yesterday with several others. They also have a call to preach upon their lives. And so if you're going to preach, it takes work. I was up at 6 o'clock, up late, 10, 12 hours yesterday working on this message. It takes a long time to make that connection with the Lord and to refine your skills and be able to stand up here and bring clarity of thought and not yell at the girls all the time and all that kind of stuff. But we gathered here yesterday and listened to some preaching and worked through some stuff. I got people today are going to grade this sermon. If you want to grade this sermon, you want to have input on what goes on, I'd love to hear from you. Come and talk to me after. We'll talk about that. I would love to have a preaching team, and we would talk about what we're going to preach on. You say, you know what, that illustration about the Honda 50 did not work for me. Or you might think it was the greatest thing since sliced bread. You're going to make an impact? It takes effort. Amen? All right, sorry, a little side trip there. Things are not expected to be easy. Thank you very much. None of this is expected to be easy. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, Juan is going to go learn how to grill is in addition. All right, here we go. Verses 13 through 16. Share. Everybody say share. Share. When you get that nice piece of steak on your plate and somebody's going, oh, I didn't get any steak. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. We are to shine inside the church and outside the church. Believers are supposed to take care of other believers. Charity. It is part of the roadmap, a piece that you need to have in your life. Now, you see around us, there is a whole lot of need. Step in and make an impact. There are those people who would show up just to give you the opportunity to meet their needs, like the guy who came to the feeding program the other day. This giving is not necessarily pointed at them. This giving, and most of these gifts are focused inside the family of the Lord. But we do make a break right here. Because back in the day, there was persecution in and around the church, much like the Middle East today. Okay? We are seeing violence on our college campuses, Berkeley, some of the other campuses, which are incredibly liberal. And there are violent protests in the name of peace. Doesn't necessarily make sense. Can I get a witness on that? They are protests against conservatism. Now, there is much in this Bible which is liberal, taking care of people in need, but there is much that is conservative, very conservative, like the biblical view of marriage. The Lord Jesus Christ is not getting great press on our college campuses today because of that view and many others that we grab onto tightly in this church. Not supposed to be easy. Dare I go there? No, I'm not going to go there. All right. Bless these people. Well, what does that mean? It means that you pray for them. Bless them. Don't curse them. How would you pray for these people that are coming against the truths that are depicted in this Bible as hateful? Well, you would pray that our Lord would pour out the grace that he poured on you, poured on them. Amen? Lord, reveal yourself to these people. Let there be a transformation in their hearts that they can come to know you. That is how you pray, and that is how you bless. Amen? Join in what's going on around you. That's how you're going to make an impact for him. Celebrating or mourning, take part in what is going on. High and low, rich and poor. Jesus made impact with tax collectors and sinners. Amen? Next thing we got, last thing we got, verses 17 to 21. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. I prayed with somebody about that this morning. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. We live our lives on display. We are surrounded by evil, and with that evil comes persecution. The natural thing to do when encountering evil is to respond with evil. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Somebody punches you, you punch them back. That is the way of the world. Amen? Paul says break the cycle. Paul says head in an entirely different direction. Rather than respond with evil, you respond with kalos. Kalos, Greek, meaning what is beautiful, good, and worthy. Kalos is part of the map, part of the things that we add in. Now, there are some things you just can't get away from. Persecution, attack. When things go south, make sure it's not because of you. Amen? Do your best to live at peace with those that are around you. Peace, part of the map. Part of the road to righteousness. You see how these things kind of add up? You're going to move on down the road. Got to add these pieces in. Amen? Just, hey, nobody ever said it was going to be easy. Jesus said, they hated me. They're going to hate you too. And he says, last thing he says, is when you get in over your head, you can turn things over to God. We call this forgiveness. It's part of the plan of God. Not getting very many amens out here. Peace, forgiveness, long-suffering, all that kind of stuff. See, forgiveness does not mean forget. Because there is heinous things that you would do well not to put yourself in front of anymore. Amen? And you're not just going to forget and say, oh, I'm going to go ahead and stand right in front of that again. No. There's heinous things. But some of those heinous things are too big for us to handle. And what forgiveness means is to turn those things over to God. God, this is too big for me. The pain is too great. I am going to trust you with my pain. That is forgiveness. And the Lord says, it is mine to avenge. I'll handle it. Now, it does not mean that God is going to move in there this afternoon and just handle things, because he still holds back his righteous judgment to make room for repentance. Amen. Just like he did in your life. The road to righteousness. The opportunity to live a life of impact for him. JJ, would you go get Lisa for me, please? Paul gives us a map. He shows us what we need, and he shows us what we need to get rid of. Amen? Things we need: sacrifice, humility, love, holiness, charity, peace, and forgiveness. How you doing? Sacrifice, humility, love, holiness, charity, peace, and forgiveness. You moving down that road? Is that the road that you're on? See, God supernaturally impacts you, gifts you, transforms you, calls you, guides you, and directs you to make an impact for him. God puts you in this church to make an impact for him. I don't know all the drama that you have that's going on in your life right now. Well, some of you I do. But even in the midst of all that drama, with the supernatural power of God in your life and the knowledge that Jesus Christ is your Savior, I trust that you are making some impact for him. Now, some of you are moving on down the road. And you hear this, and you see the components that Paul's talking about, and you're going, hey, I could use that. And it will propel you down that road that much faster. Amen? Some of you are thinking, hey, I could do that. I could serve there. I could make an impact for Jesus there. And it will propel you down that road to righteousness. Amen? Some of you kind of in a loop. I mean, you're moving, but you're not making any progress. Just kind of going round and round in circles. Amen? And you hear about charity, and you hear about forgiveness, and you hear about holiness, and you hear about these things, and you're thinking, that's what's messing me up. Or this is my struggle right here. And if you are, come on up, Lisa. If you are in this loop, the Lord wants you making progress. The Lord wants you to make impact, and he is letting you know right now, this is your area. This is your issue. You're stuck on the road to righteousness, and I need you moving to make an impact for me. So if you're moving, keep it up. And if you're stuck, get unstuck, because the Lord wants you to make an impact for him. Amen? Lord, I thank you that you are good, mighty, and awesome. Lord, I thank you for Paul, who shows us how we can enter into right relationship with you. Lord, that we can move out of sin and we can move into righteousness, Lord, and follow that roadmap, Lord, and get closer and closer to you and understand more and more your desires for my life and our lives and what you want us to do as a church and what you want me to do in ministry, Lord. Thank you for Juan and Tommy and Ann, all those that you call, Lord, for the new ministry there and Bugs putting on this afternoon, and those you call to put into it, Lord, the mighty miracles that you do, the gifts that you give. And you're here this morning and you're thinking, use me, Lord. Lord, I'm moving and I am ready to make a greater impact for you. Lord, I am ready to jettison some of that me stuff and put a little extra you stuff in my life. Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready, Lord, to leave that behind and grab onto something new. Nobody's looking around this morning. God's speaking to your heart, saying, I got something for you, child. I got something that you can blow up for me in this community. Children's lives, adult lives. I need you to move. That's you this morning. Nobody's looking around. But the Lord is saying, my child, I see you moving. Are you ready for more? That's you. And you're just excited this morning. You're just like bursting inside. You're saying, that's me, Lord. Here I am. Slide your hand up. Say, that's me. That's me this morning. Lord, I am ready. Right there, somebody else says, that is me. I am so excited. That's it. One person, this whole place. Everybody else, swamp down. There we go. Hallelujah. You know, you got to want to move. You got to be open. I tell you, I'd be sitting in churches, services like this, and my legs would be on fire. Oh, God, yes. That's you this morning. You want God to use you in a new and mighty way. I just want you to slide your hand up. Slide your hand up right here. I'm going to talk to you afterward. Right here. Talk to you afterward. I'm going to talk to you afterward. You're in a loop. You're struggling, and the Lord is saying, my child, I'm waiting. I'm waiting, and he's pointing out to you the area in your life that needs to be changed. You say, okay, God. Tired of circles. Ready to move. Ready to sacrifice, ready to change. Ready to grab on tight. Nobody looking around, that's you this morning. Lord saying, things got to change. Things got to be different. He's pointing it right to you, and you know exactly what he's talking about. You know exactly what he wants you to do. I just want you to slide your hand and say, that's me this morning. I got to make a change in my life. Back here, somebody else will say, that's me. That's me. I'm going to make that change, Lord. Back here, somebody else will say, that's me. That's me, Lord. I want to be used by you, but Lord, I got to get this fixed up. Anybody else? Say, that's me. Anybody else? Right here, anybody else? Let's stand. Worship team is coming. Lord, for those that are moving, looking to do more, Lord, I just pray that gifting and that calling and that affirmation upon them, Lord. For those people in the loops, Lord, the need to break that sin, to break that stronghold, to break that... That understanding, Lord, the misunderstanding of what you have for them, Lord, I pray you set the captive free, Lord. Give you praise in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen, amen, amen. Let's sing.
Amen.